I'm Judy Williams, and I'm here to talk about Young Hoosier Book Awards. There are a couple of requirements that the ILF requires for a book to be nominated, and one is the author illustrated has to be, the author or illustrator has to still be living, the book has to have been published in the last 5 years, and the book has to be in print at the time that it is selected, and it can't be a previous nominee for the Young Hoosier Books. And it also cannot be a Newbery or a Caldecott winner, but honor books are acceptable.
This is Lee Heffernan, and I'm here talking about Young Hoosier Books with Judy Williams. One of the best Young Hoosier picture books this year, in my opinion, is a book called Wolf's Coming by Joel Kulka. It's kind of a funny play on the Three Little Pigs story. And it's very surprising for readers. I read it to a group of second graders, and they all wanted it again, and many have come up to me to ask if they could borrow it, but they can't because I'm using it.
Hi, I'm going to talk about a book called Ivan the Terrier by Peter Callinata, and of course it's one of my favorites because it's about a dog. And it's about a dog that gets into everything, even fairy tales. Starts off by saying, once upon a time, there were three billy goats named Gruff. And all of a sudden, Ivan, the terrier, gets into it and totally destroys everything.
We've been using Young Hoosier Books with classrooms for quite a few years, and it's a great program. This year, I'm putting a sheet in the back of the picture books where the kids will write one sentence about themselves and one sentence reviews of the books. They also get a reader list going where they know who's the next kid to pass the book on to. We're following a program called Pass the Book. Judy, how have you used Young Hoosiers before? What are you doing with them?
Lee, your idea just sounds wonderful. being a librarian, I read these books to the first graders and the kinders also, and then they go back to their classroom and we have a big basket and they choose the books and then we take a vote on what their favorite is and we send that vote into the right place at the right time.
Talk a little bit about the voting. How do you get to vote for the Young Hoosier Book Award winner?
Well, for the picture book category, which is the category we're focusing on, they have to read 10 of the 15 books, and the books can be read to them, or they can read them to them themselves, and then they just choose their favorite, and we send it off. Everyone gets one vote, and it counts for the state of Indiana.
It's online?
It's online. The teacher can do it by hand, and then fax it, or mail it, okay, or online.
What we're saying is, read the Young Hoosier picture books. They're awesome.
Exactly.